And now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett, honored to have you join me again this week. As I was perusing the news this morning, came across a very disturbing video that showed an invasion at our southern border. The illegals that were on the other side of the razor wire somehow cut through it and pushed past some of the National Guardsmen that were there to hold them back. And they overpowered the National Guardsmen there and just ran. Fortunately, there was another fence that they couldn't tear down, made out of steel. But we are suffering from an invasion. And I want to talk about the truth about the illegal alien criminality today. We have allowed this invasion to go on for over 3 years. The Biden administration's border policies have led to this invasion. It's the greatest invasion of migrants that our nation has ever seen. But the part that should be the most chilling is the number of military-aged men from around the world that have come across our border. A sheriff from Ohio by the name of Richard K. Jones held a press conference, and he shared details about a meeting he had in Washington, D.C., along with other sheriffs from across our country, with the FBI. And I've parsed this 10-minute down to two, but he's got some very important things I want you to hear.
My name is Rick Jones. I'm the Butler County Sheriff, Butler County, Ohio. I just came back from the National Sheriff's Training in D.C. We were briefed by the FBI Director, Ray, and several federal agencies. There's 3,300 sheriffs in the United States. The President of the United States refuses to meet with the sheriffs of the 3,300. We have a hierarchy. We have a president. We have a vice president. The President of the United States refuses to meet with the sheriffs. He also refuses to meet with the police chiefs of the United States. They have a hierarchy also. He refuses to meet with them to talk about border issues or talk about crime that's going on because of the border issue. We were also told by Mr. Ray, the FBI director, that there are more red flags going off now than before 9/11. Okay? When I say red flags, meaning people that are here in this country that are wanting to do harm to us. We were also explained we're bombing two countries right now. Two countries. These people do not like us before this started. There's thousands of people here from other countries, 160 different countries. They're here not to be our friends. Some of them are coming because they're wanting to come here to the best country in the world, the way we see it. Some are coming here to do harm to us. And we were told by the FBI director, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I've been to the border three times. People are not just turning themselves in. They're actually called gotaways. We believe the ones that don't want to get caught, there's a reason for that. We believe they're a good, strong possibility. They're bringing something here to cause us harm. You have to believe that. China has safe houses in every state in the United States.
Wow. So they say it's not a matter of if, but when. So they know that they have created an issue, a national security issue, and Biden refuses to meet with the heads of the sheriffs Association and the Police Chiefs Association. Why? Who benefits? That's the number one thing you get out of this. Who benefits? And I'm going to get to that in a minute. But to compound what Sheriff Jones had to say from Butler County, Ohio, is the Palm Beach Sheriff, Rick Bradshaw. I want you to hear what he had to say.
Three illegals that should have never been in this country that have committed a very serious crime, kidnapping and sexual battery of a lady. For them to be in this country, to be able to commit these type of crimes, is unconscionable. The federal government has put the American people in jeopardy. Our intelligence section, who works very closely with the FBI, has also identified that the most dangerous gangs in the world are now in Miami from Venezuela. Forget about the 3 million people that came across the border, put their hands up to Border Patrol and says, I give up. You know, they get the cell phone and the gift card and all that kind of garbage. What about the 1.5 million people that they call gotaways? Those are the people that don't want to go to get caught by Border Patrol because they're cartel, they're gang members, they're wanted. I watched a surveillance video that was taken down in Texas of 10 guys, military age, dressed in camouflage, backpacks. They had carpet on their shoes so they didn't leave footprints, in a military formation coming into the country. What do you think they're here for? They're going to do bad things. The director of the FBI testified that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when we're going to have something bad happen here. Because in the 1.5 million gotaways, he's worried that there's people from ISIS, people from the terrorist watch list that could be in the United States. I've actually been in law enforcement for 52 years. This is the worst I've seen it. This is, like I said, unconscionable that the federal government has let this happen. These idiots in Washington, D.C. need to close this border. You know, if you got a leak in your house and water's going all over the place, you don't get a bucket and start cleaning it up. You turn the water off and you stop the leak first. In order for this mess to get cleaned up, they've got to stop what's coming across this border, and it can be done.
It could be done, but Biden doesn't want to. The Democratic Party doesn't want to. And on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, there was a video presented by Western Lensman, L-E-N-S-M-A-N. If you are on Twitter, I'd like you to go to his Twitter, do a search for him, find him. He's got some outstanding videos. And this is about a minute and a half long. I know I've been long on audio, but I want you to hear actual comments from people in charge, in the know, sheriffs, the most powerful law enforcement agency in the country, sheriffs, what they have to say. But why do the Democrats want an open border? It's pretty simple, and the Western Lensman breaks it down very succinctly.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts. a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
Very true. Your tax dollars are paying for all of this. So, Biden continues to blame Trump and the Republican Party for the crisis on the border because the conservatives in Congress will not pass a bad border bill that Biden wants. But they know, they have to know, they're not that dense, that the Democrats want to grow the power in Washington that they control. How do you do that? Well, you import all of these illegal aliens, you give them voting rights, and just like what they did when LBJ signed the Civil Rights Act, and he claimed, he used the N-bomb, but he said that blacks will vote Democrat for the next 200 years. Well, until Biden came along, they pretty much had. But now they're seeing that Biden has pushed them aside and welcomed all these illegals into this country that are taking their jobs, that are taking their housing, that are taking their welfare benefits, their insurance, because that's the new voter bloc. And Biden and Mayorkas continue to claim that the border is secure, but it's not. The Biden administration even created an app for cell phones called CPB1. That program was used to fly 320,000 migrants from Latin America to 43 cities here in America. Were they blue cities that they got flown to, or were they red cities? They won't release the flight logs. But if you believe the government claim that 7 million illegal aliens have crossed into this country under Biden's watch, and if you include the gotaways that they keep talking about, that is over 10 million in 3 years. 10 million. That's conservative government numbers. It could have been 20 on top of the 30 or 40 that we are already having here. Did you get that part in the Western Lensman's presentation? The number of illegal aliens in this country under Biden's regime is greater than the population of 36 states. Last year, there was a record almost 2.5 million encounters on the southwest border. But this was part of a plan. Joe Biden told us he was going to do this when he ran for president in the 2020 election. And the nice thing about the internet and YouTube, these don't disappear. Somebody always has a copy somewhere.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Surge the border. Biden said that during his campaign. But Biden also, during the debate with Trump, had this to say.
And the fact is, I've made it very clear. Within 100 days, I'm going to send to the United States Congress a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people. And all of those so-called dreamers, those DACA kids, they're going to be immediately certified again to be able to stay in this country and put on a path to citizenship.
On a pathway to citizenship. That's what they're looking for. Voters. They don't care about John Q. taxpayer. So consider this. They say that Social Security is going bankrupt because all of the boomers are getting up in age and they're fixing to start, all of us, because I'm a boomer, are fixing to start drawing on Social Security, and there is not enough in the funds to take care of all of us. But the illegals that get across the border are given Social Security benefits already, and they have not paid into the system. If the government wanted to do away with Social Security tomorrow, that's fine by me. Take what I have put in to my account, what my employers have matched into my account, and pay me simple interest in one lump sum. But they can't do that because Congress has pilfered away all of the Social Security funds by adding it to the general ledger to try to give the semblance of balancing a budget. They still can't do it. We're $30-some trillion in debt. And the new spending bill that the rhino that is leading the House is talking about is 1,100 pages, and it adds $3 more trillion to the deficit. Congress people have one job, to get reelected in their eyes. They don't represent you. You are the pawn. We are the pawns. And all they want to do is be reelected. So what do? They add pork to these spending bills. They've also hidden money to send to Ukraine. Why don't the oligarchs that have pilfered tens of millions of dollars from the aid that we've already sent to Ukraine, why don't the oligarchs from Ukraine pay for that war? Because it's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins. That's how the elite keeps score. How much money do you have? And it's on the backs of us, the taxpayers. But they add pork to these spending bills to benefit their district. Nancy Pelosi is famous for this. And by the way, it also helped her husband's real estate business because they put in all kinds of train lines and mass transit to sell condos that Paul had constructed. Isn't that convenient? But all of them are guilty. They all put pork into these spending bills to benefit them because they can tell the constituents, look, I brought all this money back to you, and we're going to use it to better our area at the expense of every other area. But that's okay because you're my people. Congress is out of control. In December of 2023, Border Patrol encountered over 300,000 aliens who had crossed our southern border, our unprotected southern border, and they did so unlawfully. So the number of illegals that entered our country in 2023, according to the government, was over 2.5 million people. But they kind of add gotaways as a separate category, just in hushed tones, I guess, so that you don't think about the million or so gotaways that came in the country last year. But you heard Sheriff Bradshaw from Florida say that he watched a video where 10 military-age men in camouflage and backpacks with carpet on their shoes in military parade marched across the border. And they wore carpet on their shoes so they couldn't be tracked. For what purpose? We will see. But in 2023, the government claims over 3.5 million people entered this country illegally. Think about this. That's more than the population of all the cities in our country except New York and L.A. In 2020, the final year of Trump's administration, the numbers of illegal alien encounters was just over 500,000, with 119,000 or so gotaways. So if you add those together, it's 636,000 illegals came in the country in 2020. That's 18% of the 2023 total. Democrat defenders of the open border immigration policies, as well as the pundits in the news that are long, long in the tooth supporting Democrat causes, claim that illegal aliens make wonderful neighbors who commit significantly fewer crimes against persons and property than do native-born American citizens. I know you've heard this. That's what they say. But common sense should have a total different reaction. People who ignore immigration laws are just as likely to ignore federal, state, and local laws as well. Ronald Mortenson pointed out in The Hill, a liberal fish wrap newspaper, said, quote, virtually all adult illegal aliens commit felonies such as forgery, fraud, identity theft, and perjury to procure the documents they need to get jobs, to drive, to obtain other benefits that are restricted to U.S. citizens only, close quote. So, Social Security cards, driver's licenses, green cards, birth certificates, I-9 forms, among others. They are obtaining these documents illegally. Well, that's just a white-collar crime. That's nothing. Trespassing into this country illegally is a misdemeanor. Yeah, it's a misdemeanor that should result in their exportation. Deport them. In 2005, the Government Accountability Office released a report that looked at the criminal histories of 55,322 aliens who had entered the country illegally and were still illegally in the country at the time of their incarceration in federal or state or local jails during fiscal year 2003. Of those 55,322 illegals, they had been arrested 459,614 times, averaging 8.3 arrests each. They committed almost 700,000 separate criminal offenses, or roughly 12.7 offenses each. Approximately 12% of their arrests were for violent crimes such as homicide, robbery, assault, sex-related offenses. 15% were for property offenses like burglary, larceny, theft, vandalism. 24% were for drug crimes. The rest were for a wide array of transgressions like DUI, DWI in Texas, fraud, forgery, counterfeiting, weapons violations, immigration crimes, and obstruction of justice. Now, did you know, and I didn't know this until this week while I was researching this, an illegal alien arrested for DUI, driving under the influence, is not immediately deported. That's not a deportable offense, driving under the influence. DUI cannot be a reason for deportation. Now, they're trying to change that law in Congress, but the Democrats don't want anything to do with it. Why? Because that's their voter base. Things start making it clear, don't they? Between 2003 and 2009, illegal aliens in the U.S. committed approximately 70,000 sex crimes, 42,000 robberies, 81,000 auto thefts, 95,000 weapons offenses, and 213,000 assaults. During that same time period, 25,064 murders were carried out by criminal aliens. Did you get that? Over 25,000 murders between 2003 and 2009 were carried out by criminal illegal aliens. Now, Biden has put in more sanctions against Venezuela, and the President Maduro down in Venezuela is already suffering. Well, he's refusing deportation orders and won't accept criminal Venezuelans back in his country. Why? Because he doesn't want anything to do with these criminals. They got in our country somehow by hook, crook, or Biden, and they're not taking them back. So you can't deport Venezuelans. El Salvador, MS-13 hails from El Salvador. The new coolest dictator in the world, Bukele, that's what he calls himself, says that El Salvador crime is way down because they're arresting the gangbangers, MS-13 and others. The criminals are being put in jail. Those that didn't come to America. Donald Trump called them animals. They have no care for anybody but the fellow gang members. And they do heinous crimes. Murder, drug running, kidnapping, sexual crimes, human trafficking, whatever. Whatever will make money for MS-13, they're doing. El Salvador, do you think they want those thugs back? No. If they get sent back, they're going straight to the prisons in El Salvador. At least Bukele is doing something about the crime. I haven't read where he's shipping these criminals to America, not like Fidel Castro did when he opened the prisons and sent all those migrant boats to Miami with all these Cuban prisoners. A bunch of them were just common thugs, and they were unleashed on America. We're about to come to halftime break, but I've got some staggering crime statistics to just reinforce what I've already said. I mean, 55,000 plus illegal aliens were arrested over 459,000 times, according to the GAO in 2005. This was just for fiscal year 2003. 8 arrests apiece and 12 offenses apiece. This does not bode well for this country, especially with the George Soros DAs changing how they're going to prosecute certain groups of people. If they get sent to New York or they want to go to New York, they know it's a revolving door. One person arrested over 100 times, but has never been charged with anything. And who's paying for this? You and I. Because even if they're just shoplifting $100 here and there, that's profit loss for these businesses. They have to make it up somehow. Because insurance companies aren't going to pay all of it. So they have to raise prices. Biden's Treasury Department and his fiscal irresponsibility has already jacked up the inflation in America, where families are having to skip meals because they can't afford to pay all the bills. Inflation is brutal. Now, you'll hear government and their supporters in the media say that, well, inflation's coming down, inflation's coming down. I saw a report the other day, egg prices are going back up. And Tex made a comment during the Obama administration. One of the spokespeople said, well, the cost of living hasn't gone up. iPads are still under $1,000. And one of the reporters was able to get in a quip that stuck with me. You can't eat an iPad. You can't eat an iPad. Truer words were not said. Who cares about an iPad when your family is starving? But it's not an issue for the elite. Nancy Pelosi's got a whole freezer full of ice cream. Every time you turn around, Joe Biden picture comes up with him with an ice cream cone. They're eating high on the hog. It's the little people that are chopping up a can of Spam and feeding 8 people. That's it. A can of Spam. Figure out how to make it work. Because they can't afford anything else. And I also saw today the number of people that are defaulting on car loans is skyrocketing. Today I read where the number of house defaults is reaching epidemic levels. This happened during the Obama administration when we had the massive recession in, what, 08? We're having the same thing happen under Biden. Coincidence? I think not. Well, we're going to have to take a brief pause, and when I come back, I've got tons more to get to on the illegal actions of these illegal aliens. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? I'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. I want to tell you about an outstanding book written by Michelle Malkin called Open Borders, Inc. If you follow the money, you find the truth. In Open Borders, Inc., Michelle puts to work a shocking, comprehensive expose of who's behind our immigration crisis. In the name of compassion, but driven by financial profit, globalist elites and the radical left are conspiring to undo the rule of law, subvert our homeland security, shut down free speech, and make gobs of money off the backs of these illegal aliens and refugees. Politicians want cheap votes or cheap labor. Church leaders want pew fillers and collection plate donors. Social justice militants working with corporate America want to silence free speech they deem hateful while raking in tens of millions of dollars promoting uncontrolled immigration, both legal and illegal. Michelle names names, from Pope Francis to George Clooney, from George Soros to the Koch brothers, from Jack Dorsey to Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg. Open Borders, Inc. reveals the powerful forces working to erase America. 468 pages, hardcover. We're only asking $28. Please add $6 for shipping and handling. That will make your total $34. You can order your copy by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone our regular number, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. So whether you phone it in or you go to our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com, you can use those charge cards there. If you want to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R period O period Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. Today we're discussing the truth about illegal alien criminality. It's an epidemic. If you consider the following crime statistics for five particular states with large illegal alien populations, 41% of all illegal alien convictions in Arizona were for drug crimes and assault. About half of such convictions in California and Texas were for drugs, assault, and sex offenses. Roughly 50% of such convictions were for drug offenses, sex crimes, burglary, and robbery. And in New York, 23% were for drug-related offenses, while an astonishing 27% were for homicides. According to an analysis conducted by the Texas Department of Public Safety, our DPS, 177,588 unique foreign criminal alien defendants were booked into Texas county jails between October 2008 and April 2014. Their crimes included at least 611,234 offenses, among which were 2,993 homicides and 7,695 sexual assaults. Okay? Between 2012 and 2019, approximately 3.24 of every 100,000 illegal aliens in Texas were convicted of homicide. That is a figure 29% higher than the rate among overall Texas population. Over 19 out of every 100,000 illegal aliens in Texas were convicted of sexual assault during that same time frame, double the 9.85 rate among Texas residents, all Texas residents. In 2014, illegal aliens in Texas were arrested for murder at a rate 56% higher than the rate for all other apprehended murderers statewide. But there's no criminality in the illegal alien population. They're good neighbors. They just want to come here and work and live the American dream. Wrong answer. In 2014, illegal aliens were estimated to be 3.5% of the U.S. population. But they accounted for 74.1% of all federal drug sentences nationwide. They were involved in 20% of the country's kidnapping hostage-taking sentences, 12% of the murder sentences, 19.4% of its national defense-related sentences, and 36.7% of federal crime sentences overall. So no, there's no criminality in these illegal aliens. Forget the fact that they got here illegally, that they've stolen identities of people and Social Security cards. They don't pay taxes, but they get Social Security benefits. Oh, yeah, that's no problem. Between 2008 and 2014, illegal aliens were responsible for 38% of all murder convictions in California, Texas, Arizona, Florida, and New York, though illegals are only 5.6% of the total population in those states. Another report from the Government Accountability Office in 2018, July of 2018, found that between 2011 and 2016, criminal aliens accounted for anywhere between 21 and 25% of America's federal inmate population. Between 2010 and 2015, state and local detention facilities across America housed some 533,000 illegal aliens who had been arrested, approximately 3.5 million times for 5.5 million offenses, including more than 1 million drug crimes. A 2018 study of inmates housed in Arizona State Prison since 1985, the president of Crime Prevention Research Center, John Locke, concluded, quote, undocumented immigrants are at least 142% more likely to be convicted of a crime than other Arizonans. They tend to commit more serious crimes and serve 10.5% longer sentences. They're more likely to be classified as dangerous and are 45% more likely to be gang members than U.S. citizens are. Young undocumented immigrants commit crime at twice the rate of young U.S. citizens. There's another study released by the Federation for American Immigration Reform in 2019. It examined the rate at which criminal illegal aliens were incarcerated in state and local correctional facilities in 10 states, whose illegal populations accounted for 65% of all illegals nationwide. Arizona, the average illegal alien was statistically 301% more likely to be incarcerated than the average legal immigrant residing there. In the other 9 states, the average illegal alien was 231% more likely to be incarcerated than the average legal immigrant in California. 231% more. 78% more in Florida. 161% more in Nevada. 440% more in New Jersey. 42% more in New Mexico. 187% more in New York. 267% more in Oregon. 60% more in Texas. 248% in Washington State. In October of 2020, The Hill stated that according to the Department of Homeland Security's most recent alien incarceration report, fully 94% of confirmed aliens who were imprisoned at the federal level were unlawfully present in the United States. So they were criminals that were here illegally. January of 2024, at least 617,607 aliens on the non-detained docket for ICE had either already been convicted of specific crimes or were facing criminal charges. Consider this. Every single statistic that I've read off about these crimes committed by illegal aliens, there is a real victim whose life may be permanently ruined, if not ended altogether, by people who have no right to be in this country. I've got some of them here. How about autistic 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton? In July 22, Kayla was attacked by an illegal alien from El Salvador who entered her bedroom, raped her, robbed her of $6, and strangled her to death with an electrical cord. Yes, this person was an MS-13 gang member. He had crossed our southern border 2 months earlier by posing as an unaccompanied alien child under Biden's watch. On January 30th, 2024, Alonzo Pierre Mingo, a 37-year-old alien who previously had been in ICE custody, impersonated a package delivery man to trick his way into a Minneapolis home where he demanded money and then fatally shot three adults in the head while their two small children were present. The dangers posed by these illegal aliens extends into the realm of potentially catastrophic terrorist threats, according to Customs and Border Patrol data. Between 2022 and 2023, agents apprehended no fewer than 270 illegal aliens whose names were on America's terror watch list. A bunch of these people that are getting here as gotaways and illegal aliens come from nations that are openly hostile to America. Border Patrol reports that 37,000 Chinese citizens were apprehended in 2023 at the U.S.-Mexico border. From January through November of 2023, more than 262,000 Venezuelans entered America illegally. On October 10, 2023, Fox News reported, quote, between October 2021 and October 2023, Border Patrol agents encountered 6,386 nationals from Afghanistan, as well as 3,153 from Egypt, 659 from Iran, 538 from Syria, 13,624 from Uzbekistan, 30,830 from Turkey, 1,613 from Pakistan, 164 from Lebanon, 185 from Jordan, 139 from Yemen, 123 from Iraq, and 15,594 from Mauritania. Those are a lot of people that come from countries that want to destroy the great Satan, that is America. But consider this other threat, the scourge of illegal drugs. In 2021, more than 106,000 Americans nationwide died of drug overdoses, including over 70,000 from fentanyl. Fentanyl has become the leading cause of death for Americans aged 18 to 45. The vast majority of this drug is smuggled over our border with Mexico. But it doesn't start with Mexico. Remember this. The fentanyl crisis that we are facing is related to red commie China. Author Peter Schweitzer points out, quote, a lot of the people involved in the fentanyl trade actually have senior positions in the Chinese Communist Party or their advisors to the Chinese government. The links in this chain of fentanyl that is poisoning over 100,000 Americans, every link in that chain is a Chinese operation. Did you get that? So who's in tight with the commies? Joe Biden. Are you shocked that the fentanyl comes from China? Shouldn't be. Arizona ranchers are facing some horrendous conditions. Rancher John Ladd has 1,600 acres, stretches 10.5 miles along the southern border. He has found 17 dead bodies, rape trees, and illegal immigrants on his property, trespassing. Michelle, when she was with us, God rest her soul, Michelle wrote about this and the rape trees. Do you recall that article? Do you know what a rape tree is? Members of the cartel that smuggle women across the border sexually assault these women and throw their underwear up in a tree. And it's been reported that every woman that comes across the border with these cartel people suffers the same fate. So this rancher, John Ladd, when he goes to check on his cattle, he has to be armed and loaded, locked and loaded, every time he goes around his property, because you don't know what's around the corner. There is another Arizona rancher by the name of George Allen Kelly. He's 74 years old. He's been charged with second-degree murder and aggravated assault for defending his property from illegal aliens. According to his lawyer, he fired warning shots after a group of men dressed in camouflage clothing pointed an AK-47 at him. Are these part of the gotaways from nations that hate us? Why would they have an AK-47 coming across the border? And why is this man being charged with homicide when he's defending himself and his property? Well, because by the time anybody got there, the military guys, military age guys that had this AK are long gone. So if they didn't fire a shot, there's no shell casing. They can't verify what this guy's saying. So it's he said, she said. Now this 74-year-old rancher is facing prison for defending himself and his property. But as those infomercials are famous for saying, but wait, there's more. There is some dude in the Bronx who's made a habit of attacking female doctors and nurses in the Bronx. He's assaulted 4 women over the past 5 years. His name is Edward Johnson. He's 57. He's an illegal immigrant believed to have come from the Caribbean. He has been arrested in America 23 times on charges that include gun possession. He has another 42 arrests that have been sealed since he got in this country illegally. New York is a sanctuary state with a Soros-backed attorney, with a bleeding-heart liberal commie attorney general, with bleeding-heart commie liberal legislators that voted out and voted for a no-bail policy, a revolving door. This man should either be in prison or deported, one or the other. I mean, if I'm going to pay for him to have free cell phones, health care, lodging, food, might as well get 3 hots and a cot, as they say. 3 hots and a cot in a 6x8 cell. Let him rot. He is a bane on our society and a drain on the taxpayers. We all know about the nursing student from Georgia, Lakin Riley, or as Joe Biden said in his State of the Union, Lincoln Riley. What an incompetent person that they stole the election for. Probably because he's the best puppet they ever had. Lakin Riley was killed by an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. This guy carried out the attack 6 months after the authorities released him for a child endangerment arrest in Queens, New York. Goes back to New York. So he left New York and he went down to Georgia. His brother had a job in the kitchen there at the University of Georgia. and poor Miss Riley was just jogging along the campus when this thug attacked her and murdered her. Something has to be done. Mayorkas, Biden, the border czar, Kamala, they're all guilty of crimes against national security for not securing this border, for allowing these criminals to come in here, claim asylum through the CBP One app, and then get free phone, free housing, free food. It's heinous, and it's unconscionable, as Sheriff Bradshaw said, unconscionable. Came across this in Heritage One, written by Hannah Davis. In 2023, Border Patrol agents encountered thousands of illegal aliens with prior criminal convictions, including assault, rape, and murder. There are several chilling examples, but these numbers don't include the thousands who are beaten, abused, and sex trafficked by human smugglers as they try to get into the U.S. And the jack wagons from Department of Homeland Security that have testified in front of Congress and said that they will not separate children from parents. But they were called out on it. Are they doing DNA tests to verify that these children are actually part of this union between this couple? No. They're just given a slip and say, you need to report to court in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever it is. There is such a backlog of cases for refugee status that they just let them go. Catch and release. To the detriment of this country. How do they sit there so smugly? And I've seen Mayorkas every time he talks, he throws his nose up in the air like he is holier than thou. This man, how does he sleep at night knowing that he is allowing military age men, doesn't matter if they're from China or from the Middle East, from Muslim countries. It doesn't matter. He throws his nose in the air and says that the border is secure. Lying through his teeth. You know he knows he's lying through his teeth. In my opinion, we should get rid of DHS because they're doing absolutely nothing for Homeland Security except trying to throttle American thought. Yeah, we go back to the Rona crisis and Mayorkas tried to create a ministry of truth where only what the government wanted you to know was allowed. Big tech went along with it. Facebook went wholehearted on it. Zuckerberg, that bleeding heart commie that owns untold acres in Hawaii that won't let people get on their property. Oh, man. All of this is information I've gathered since all this mess started. And I found out about Zuckerberg and having the ranch in Hawaii because of the fires in Maui. They're all in on this great big plan. They want to prevent you from gathering any knowledge. The news pundits continue to parrot what the Democrat Party wants them to say, whether it's in media, print or audio or on the internet. They are a national security risk. But speaking of crime, here we go. I've got these. Alexis Subarit, from Cuba, illegal, with a history of violence, beheaded his girlfriend with a machete in July of 2021. Francisco Oropeza has been deported four times in the last 14 years. He's accused of gunning down five Honduran immigrants in Cleveland, Texas, including an eight-year-old child in April of 2023. February 2023, Brian Marquez, who had deportation orders but was still in America, brutally murdered his roommate by beating him. He has since been charged with first-degree murder. January 2023, Jose Hernandez faced five counts of indecency with a minor after allegedly sexually assaulting a young child multiple times. March 2022, Gene Messine, an illegal alien who posed as an unaccompanied minor, was charged with two counts of first-degree murder after allegedly murdering a Daytona Beach couple. Macian had previous arrests related to drug charges, which were dropped due to the soft-on-crime George Soros-backed Florida state attorney, Aramis Ayala. Why is Soros so popular with the left? Well, his prosecutors are backed and back sanctuary cities. These sanctuary cities continue to shield illegal aliens from deportation, and these leftist prosecutors that promote their woke ideology, crime policies, what they believe is fair, allow the persistence of heinous crimes like these to continue. If these illegal aliens have criminal histories in their country, what do you think they're going to do when they come across our border? They're going to do what they know. Cities with high crime rates, particularly sanctuary cities, witness immediate impact of these criminal illegal aliens coming to their town. If we refuse to address this issue, every state in this union is going to be a border state. Every single one. The reckless open border policies of the Biden administration have left America more vulnerable than ever to agents of violent destruction and sabotage. The Daily Caller News Foundation interviewed a Homeland Security official anonymously, and this person told them, quote, "The border is open, wide open. Don't believe the media. Don't believe the Biden White House. Arm yourself. Protect your homes and your families. Because this joke of an administration isn't going to do anything. You're on your own. Take care of it yourself. Those who refuse to protect their family are worse than an infidel." That's what it says in the Bible. You may not be a gun person, but it's not a bad idea to go take some classes on how to on gun safety and how to use a gun. And then practice with your weapons. Your family's safety is in a dire situation because of the rampant importation and invasion by criminal illegal aliens. They care not how they get their next paycheck. Is it at the expense of you and your family? Oh, and on top of that, now, thanks to social media, illegal aliens are going to become rampant squatters. If you have a rent house that nobody is in, if you're bequeathed a house in the will from a loved one who has passed away and you're not there to prevent these people from squatting in that house, squatting laws are squat. They allow these, it's civil. The cops can't touch them. And now, thanks to social media and the influx of these criminals, they're taking over houses. And they're living in these houses. And you can't do a thing about it. 6 month, 1 year backlog on cases will prevent you from doing anything to get them out of the house. There was a woman in New York whose mother left her a house in a will. She went to go check on it. The locks had been changed. There were squatters in the house. She was arrested, not the squatters. We need to fix that part of the law too. Get a hold of your congressman, state and federal. We need to get a handle on this. We got to get rid of these squatters. And we need to start deporting some of these criminals. We need to take back our country. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving me an hour of your time. I greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.